Claude Code is not only the most powerful coding agent in the world, but it's also the most powerful all-purpose agent that can control your computer through the terminal. You can do research, you can build websites, you can build web apps, you can build mobile apps, and even automate many parts of your business. So in this video, we are gonna do a complete deep dive into Claude Code. We're going to first install Claude Code, then we're gonna use Claude Code to create some basic files and do research and create content. We're also gonna create a landing page. We're gonna create a web app, and then we're gonna add authentication and database to that web app, as well as add a few AI features. And you don't need to have any coding experience to use the most powerful AI agent in the world. Let's just dive in. Let's get started. The first thing that you're gonna do is you're going to, if you haven't already, download Node.js. So you can just open this up. And what you're gonna do is you're actually just going to download for Mac OS. You can click this button and basically follow the instructions, but just download it on your computer. And then what you're gonna do is you are going to copy this right here. Then we're gonna do something really, really scary. What we're gonna do is we're gonna open up Terminal. And I'm gonna open up a new Terminal window, and it's going to look like this. And you've likely seen Terminal pop up on your computer, and you probably got a little bit scared. And what you need to do is you need to download Anthropic Claude Code. I've already downloaded Anthropic Claude Code, so it's already on my computer. After you do this, it's going to prompt you with your login. What you can do is you can just get a Claude monthly account, and then it'll ask you to sign in through that method. And then you will have Claude Code on your computer. Once you have Claude on your computer, open up a new terminal, and then you can just type in Claude at any time, and then press enter. And now Claude, this magical computer system on your computer, if we make it full screen right here, this is Claude Code, right? This is the terminal. And in this video, we're gonna be talking about everything, right? So this is Claude Code, and it connects, it is in your terminal. It is a CLI. And this is the best AI coding tool in the world. And we're gonna be talking about how to get started. We're gonna talk about what a CLI is. We're gonna talk about what a terminal is, what a directory is. And then we're gonna talk about how to do stuff, right? We're gonna make some files on your computer. We're gonna build a landing page. We're gonna talk about how to build a web app, how to deploy your app on the internet and get your own domain. And we're gonna talk about how to add auth and database. And this is going to allow you to create any app you want, but more importantly, understand AI agents. Because if we go to Twitter here, the head of developer relations at Anthropic, he recently said, it's becoming more and more clear that Claude Code is becoming the everything agent. It is the everything agent. And I totally believe that. And by the end of this video, you'll understand why this is the most powerful AI agent that's accessible to people like you and I in the world, because we can have it do anything, right? We've already talked a little bit about getting started. And before we dive into like what a CLI is, I kind of want to just show you an example. A CLI is just basically just is exactly what we're doing right now. It is a command line interface. And I'm just going to show you what it does. So here, what we can do here is we can say create a folder in my downloads folder, call it project one. And this has control over my computer's files, which is really cool. And so you see here, it created this project one in my downloads, right? And what we could do here is we could say, I'm going to click into this project one folder. Now we're in this project one folder. Please create a text file that says hi. And we're gonna give it the approval. There you go. Now we have this text file that literally just says hi. And this is one of the reasons why we have, why it feels like an agent, why people are saying it's the everything agent, because it can actually just create things, right? If we were to say create, three folders, one for ideas, one for examples, one for final drafts. In the ideas folder, this is where I'll put simple text files for my ideas or any type of file for my ideas. And so I want you to put three sample ideas, very small text files in there. And for the examples, what this is going to do is this is going to be a place where you're always, whenever you're tasked to create content, you're basically going to take my ideas, look at high quality examples. You're going to do whatever research you need to do to create a final draft about the topic of my idea, but in the style and tone of my examples. Don't create any examples or final drafts right now. What I want you to do is create a README file that you can read to always, anytime you get asked to create content. I want this to be something that you read every time so that we can keep this consistent. So if you don't fully understand what I just did here, and by the way, I just used a voice-to-text tool called Whisperflow. So when getting started, just know that if you want to use voice, you should use something called Whisperflow. This is super useful. But what we're doing here is the app that we're kind of creating right now, or this agent that we're creating, is one that has access to three different folders. One is the ideas. Two is the examples, and three it has access to a final draft. So from idea to example to final draft, and that's where it's going to put them, kind of just like that. And so we're going to give it some more permissions. Yes. So now it's creating three sample ideas in the ideas folder, and we can see here productivity tips, common challenges with people face working from home, et cetera, et cetera. And here it created a README file. And so this, I remember I just with my voice explained what I want this agent to do every single time. And what's really cool and what opened my eyes a lot to this is a tool called Obsidian. I saw a video by McKay Wrigley, and what this tool will allow us to do is what we can do is we can actually go to settings. And yeah, so we're going to create a new vault, and let's actually call these Riley's Notes. And we're going to pick a location, and we're going to choose the downloads folder for now. You can put them anywhere. And we're just going to create Riley's Notes in that location. And so now we have this blank notebook that if we were to create a folder, right, this or a test, hello there, this all this is doing is creating, right? If we go hit back here, we see Riley's Notes. We see one test MD that says, hello there. And so what we could do in Claude Code is we could say, please move everything that's in project one in that folder into Riley's Notes, which is also in the downloads folder. I just created it. Just move everything there and convert everything into a markdown file. And what Obsidian is just basically like it takes all your folders and it makes them look nicer, but this should move everything to Riley's Notes, and then everything that we've created in project one will actually go into Obsidian. And so now we're going to be able to, in a nice interface, a lot of people like to write in Obsidian, we're creating this AI agent that can now write in our note-taking app, which is incredibly useful. And so as we speak, right, this is all going into Obsidian, which is just a Obsidian, which is a free local note taking app. It's kind of like an IDE if you're into coding, like Cursor for writing. And we can just keep saying, yes, here you go. You can see here that the notes are coming in. Right? So all these notes are here. We have that README file. We can actually just delete this test one because we don't need that. We have this README folder. We can get rid of the welcome folder. And here we have project one, which we can delete. And so we have ideas, final drafts, and examples. And so just really quickly on Obsidian, it's very simple, right? You can create a folder, which I actually don't want to do, but we could also create a Claude long form outline. And this is the outline that I create for my long form videos. I think you'll actually get value from this if you like to create content. But this is basically my pre-video questions. By the end of the video, you will, the purpose of this video is to, and so these are things that I really like to do. And so I can add in any information In the README, I could include it in the README, which is, we could just go example types. If we want to include something, so then here we have long form outlines. And we could say these are very simple, concise outlines, very similar to, and then what we can do is we can actually tag things, right? Claude long form outline. If you add these like double brackets around it, it's super easy. And so now the AI kind of understands that whenever I want a long form outline, I want to create a video on whatever the video is about, which is like Claude Code. And so now we have one example. Actually, we need to move this into examples. So now we have Claude long form outline, which is in the examples. Now we can create a final draft about my ideas. And so on Chrome or Comet, I'm now using Comet browser. What we could do here is we could actually search up. Let's say we come across a new AI tool. What are people using? We could actually just do Comet, Perplexity. And let's say when I'm scrolling, I come across an idea and I'm like, you know what? I want to make a video about Comet. And we can find a really interesting post. You can actually download a Chrome extension. And so what we can do is we can actually save this here. We can actually add this to Obsidian. It added it to this clippings folder, which is fine. What we can do is by default, it wants to add it to this clippings folder. And so instead of ideas, just in the README, all we need to do is go back to Claude Code and say, okay, combine the ideas folder and the clippings folder. I want you to combine these and make it called clippings. Just use that with the capital C clippings, and then change the README to update all mentions of the ideas. Should just be called clippings. These are my ideas. And web clips are just a place where you can like save the things that you find on the internet. That's how I create a lot of my content. We can save it to Obsidian. And now we have, and it saves everything along with the images as well. And it gets even the conversation beneath it. And the point is here is now with Claude Code, we can actually say, I want you to create a video on Comet/Perplexity. This is a long form outline. Please create it using the ideas that I've saved. And what it should do, since I said it's a long form outline, this AI agent should actually look at my clippings, which are my ideas. And now it's going to first read the README to understand content creation workflow, which is exactly what we want it to do. We want it to review the clippings folder for Perplexity related / Comet related ideas, study examples folder to understand the preferred style, and then create the long form outline for Comet and Perplexity video, which is very cool.
Quick break to tell you about the app that Vibe codes mobile apps in just seconds. You just type your app idea and it will build a native mobile app right on your phone. It connects with Cursor or any other IDE. You can create games, AI-powered productivity apps, and we even have an N8N integration that lets you build apps powered by AI agents. You can download the app at vibecodeapp.com or use the link in the description.
It is a literal agent, right? It is going through the to-do list as if I assigned it to my personal content researcher. Okay, so it says it's done. It created a long-form outline. Let's go ahead and go into the final drafts. We can see Comet, Perplexity, long form outline. And look at that. It's in the exact format that I put it in. So it's like, know what Perplexity Comet is, how it works, use Comet to automate complex web tasks, set up Comet for trading analysis and chart reading. And look at that. It created this outline exactly how I would want it. This is what I send to my thumbnail editor, and this is what I send to my video editor so that they can begin working on assets beforehand. Because if you've watched my videos at the beginning of my videos, we have a lot of assets pop up on the screen, and that's just kind of the format that I like to work in, right? And it helps me think about the end viewer, right? We can do this on virtually anything. I can say, create another Another one on Claude's built-in integrations / MCP on Claude web app and the web app and the desktop app, search internet first and add to clippings before beginning. I want the most up-to-date topics, right? And so now we can send it off. And now instead of us having to do the clipping, it can kind of just save its clips there, right? It's going to search the internet for the latest on Claude MCP and integration information, create new clippings from research, study existing examples for reference, and then create a long-form outline for Claude MCP integration video. Exactly what I wanted it to do. And because we're staying really organized, and by really organized, I mean just keeping everything in very clear folders, we have examples, final drafts, and clippings, which are like ideas, and then a very clear readme, which I haven't even read yet, but I know that Claude Code creates really good readmes, and it's clearly following instructions. We're creating this agent that does very predictable things, but it's very free-flowing. It doesn't need to go in a specific order. It's not an automation. This is an agent that I can just tell to do something. It creates the to-do list. And what we'll talk about later when we start building apps is we can actually change it to plan mode, right? We can change it. We can change the mode that it uses to plan. And so it won't actually just begin. It'll just tell us the plan and then we can approve the plan. And there's all these different types of ways that you can have better control over Claude Code, which we'll get into later in the video. And it is done. And you can see here, it created this Claude MCP integration, same exact format. Know what Claude MCP is, install and use desktop extensions, connect to Claude to tools like Jira, Slack, Zapier. Yep, those are the latest tools. Use advanced research mode across connected platforms. Set up, yep, all amazing, right? And then this is the outline for the video. And this would just be a great place for me to start. And then I can continue, right? I could say, please add a section below this called script. This should be a 10 paragraph script for each section in the outline. Concise though, 5 sentences max per paragraph. And so now remember, like obviously we created this pretty cool workflow, but we can go off the beaten path. So now it is reading this file right here and it is coming up with a plan. And if we scroll down, okay, it's done. So it basically took all that research, took all the context because it did gather a context and it still has access to these clippings. So it's saving these clippings. And so we're building up valuable context for later. Maybe it will use this information later in a future script that we create. And yeah, we have this kind of this general agent here. We're using it within Obsidian. So we use it directly within our note-taking app. And so that's kind of the first part of this video, which is like getting started. And so we've logged into Claude Code. We're using the terminal. The terminal, right? This terminal clearly has access to your files, right? It can do things on your computer. It can create any type of file. It could create index.html. It could create Python scripts. It could create markdown files, text files, all these different things on your computer. It can do all these things. And now, you know, developers, when they're working with a project, right, they don't call them folders, they call them directories. And so what we can do is we can actually begin not just using it as this general agent, which you can, which we used it to do research, create content, follow examples, to kind of go through this workflow. We can actually go through a different workflow, which is building apps. And so what we're going to do here is we're going to build apps. And the first step that we need to do is we can create a directory, which is literally the same thing. You're going to create a folder. And I'm going to show you exactly how to do this, right? Within a directory, if you create files like an HTML file or et cetera, you can create a landing page, which we're going to do. And then we're going to move our way up in difficulty. So as we go down the rest of this video, we're going to go from easy, right? We're going to start off with a little bit easy, like the landing page. And then we're going to add like auth and database to a web app, right? We're going to create a web app. We might even add some AI features And whatever I really want to do. I haven't really planned out what we're going to do for the rest of the video, but I know that it is going to go from easy to hard. We're going to deploy onto the internet. So the apps or websites that I create right now with Claude Code, you're going to be able to see on the internet. And yeah, we're going to kind of go through the rest of the video with this plan right here. Okay, so I'm done with this context. I don't want to use this anymore. All I need to do is hit slash clear. And what you can see here, it says clear conversation history and free up context. So now anything that comes up before this doesn't really matter. Again, I can terminate the terminal and I can open up a new terminal instance. I do want to go over really quickly a different way to open it up, slightly different. Let's say, for example, we are in the documents folder and I want to create a new folder directly in here and I want to call this Riley's app. And I wanted to just kind of open it up from this location. What I can do is I can right click on it right here and we can go down to services and we can say new terminal app folder. So now it already knows exactly where it's putting files. Very similar to if you've used Cursor before, right? If you go, if you've used Cursor and you like start a new project, you're starting at a specific folder, right? Your code files are a specific folder on your computer. This may seem obvious to those of you who are more technical, but this is something that's not as obvious to someone who just wants to vibe code like me. And so here again, we're just going to type in Claude. And so we are now using Claude Code in this location on your computer. And what I'm going to do actually is I'm actually just going to hit no exit. What I want to do is I'm going to do Claude. And what, yeah, we're going to go Claude dash dangerously dash skip dash permissions. So this is a different type of Claude Code that will basically bypass all permissions. And they make it intentionally hard to kind of use this mode because they think it's dangerous. I have no idea if it's dangerous. So use this at your own peril. I'm not here to talk about safety. I bought a new laptop and my old laptop is going to be the one that I use Claude Code on. And I'm going to try and get it to run autonomously. And I'm definitely taking the repercussions. I don't keep anything really sensitive on this computer, but let's keep going. So we've opened up Claude Code. Now, instead of asking us permission for a bunch of things, it's just going to bypass those permissions, which is really cool. Now what we can do is we can actually just create an app because we are in Riley's app because we opened it at this page. It's going to know exactly where to put things. Like if you remember last time, it says, create a folder in my downloads and then create it. That's how I basically had to tell it where to put the files. But since we opened it at this location, it's going to know automatically. So I can just say here, search the internet, find out about Riley Brown AI. And I want you to create a landing page for him, almost like a link in bio, but with no like components or squares or rectangles around anything. I want this to look like a document, except I want you to make the headings for this or like the links that should take me to a new page. You're going to create many new pages here. So this means you're going to need to do research on him. And I want you to find out about all about him, his videos specifically and his company. And I want you to make the headings just underlined. And when I hover over those underlines, it should like highlight it really quickly back and forth, that it make it like look really cool when I hover over it so that you clearly know it is a button. And when I press it, have a cool animation that takes me to that next page. And again, this is hyper minimalist. You're creating this landing page and with all these other files. And then I want you to run it locally so I can use it in my browser. So just run it in the browser. And yeah, so we just typed in all of this information. We used the Whisper Flow, right? If I type in Whisper Flow, this is the app that I use to turn my voice into text. There is a very generous free plan, at least there was a month ago, and you can use it for free for a very long time. And yeah, it has created a plan and now it's off to the races. And so while I'm waiting, I'm going to open up Riley's app here. And we can kind of just await the files to show up. Okay, so it is done. If we paste this in right here, we now have this. So if we can look at our files, right? These are the files that were created in Riley's app, as you can see right here. And this is the site that it created. And so it created an, ooh, look at that. That's kind of nice. Look at this. So we can click on Vibe Code. It has a nice little animation when you click on it. Real Riley Brown, that is my Instagram. Uh-oh. Vibe coding, there we go. So we created this website. It is running locally on our computer, but it's not yet on the internet. In order to do this, right? In order to do this, we are going to put it on GitHub. And GitHub is a place where nerds put their code. And I mean nerds in a positive sense, right? I am a nerd now. I use GitHub, which is great. And so you can kind of save and update. You can save and update your work on GitHub. And that is the first step that we're going to do. So we're going to save our work. We're going to update our code onto GitHub, which they call committing. It's confusing. I don't get it, but that's okay. What you're going to do, once you want to put this on the internet, what you should first do is save this, right? You want to take this code and you want to commit this to a place where you can always revert it back to this location. And this video is not going to be an in-depth, deep dive breakdown of GitHub, but I want to talk about the main things that you can do on GitHub. But what I want to focus on right now is just creating an account. So you'll come here, you'll create an account. You'll see your account right here, and you'll have repositories. Repositories, like what is a repository? Repository in context of GitHub. Repository is a repo, storage location for software project that contains all the project's files, right? So you have a folder, then you have a directory, and then also a repository. The difference between them, maybe I'm just dumb, but I don't fully understand the difference between them, but whatever, it doesn't matter. So we could just call this like Riley's landing page of himself. Doesn't matter what you name it, I don't think. And so what you can do is you can create this repository, and this will give you this link. And so this link, you can think of this like a Google Drive link, except it's GitHub. And now we're going to tell Cloud Code to put everything into that Google Drive link, sort of. And we're just going to say, I created this repo on GitHub. And if you've never done this before, you're going to actually need to connect, or you need to like somehow, even if you just type this exact prompt in, it's actually going to use the GitHub CLI and have you sign in to your GitHub. But Cloud Code will actually guide you through this. Like literally ask it, like, I want to connect GitHub, my GitHub account to Cloud Code. How do I do this? And it will literally take you through it, take you to the page. It's very easy to set up. I've just already done it. So now once you've actually connected them, all you have to do is say, I've created this GitHub repo and I want you to push or I want you to commit this code that we've created. And you can just say in Riley's app to this repo and paste the repo link. And now what it's going to do is it's actually just going to push the code here, right? So right now it's just this like link. There's nothing here, but you'll notice that in just a second, I'm going to refresh it and we're going to see all of our files. So as you can see here, it's going through all these different steps. It has completed add all files to get staging, create initial commit. And so it created the commit. Don't fully know what that means, but that's okay. Push to GitHub repo, it is done. So if we hit Command R to refresh, we should see all of our files right here. So in Riley's landing page of himself, I told Cloud Code to put it here, and it did indeed, right? And we can actually make changes to this. We could say, if we go back to home on here, we could say change, and it got this. This is old from LinkedIn. Change the area from Seattle to San Fran. And it should make the changes in the code, right? It just changed this really quickly to San Francisco Bay. And I don't know if, okay. Here we go. It's updating everything. Done. Okay. Now push these changes to the same GitHub repo. I still don't fully know the proper lingo, like push, commit. I think commit, I don't know. I just kind of use it. It knows what I mean. And you'll see it kind of like update here. And then, yeah, so it is done. And if we hit about.html, we can actually see here that update location from Seattle to San Francisco. And so you see that the changes are just being made. So it's just like pushing these changes to GitHub, which is really cool. And now what we can do here is if we go to here, so what we've done is we've put this on GitHub, which is really cool. This is what we've done. And in order to make it a web app, we actually needed to kind of like deploy it. We need to put it on the internet. And so what we're going to do for this, right, for deploying or to put it on the internet, we are going to use Vercel. And Vercel is very similar in as GitHub in that you can just do it from the terminal or you can do it from Claude Code. And I can just say, please deploy this to Vercel. I want to have it on the internet. And this is going to do the same process. It is going to do it in Vercel. Again, Vercel is a, and remember, it's bypassing all the permissions. So you're going to have to like press yes a bunch of times here. And again, this is something that you need to set up. But if you go to Vercel.com and create an account, Vercel.com and create an account, when you do this process or ask it to do what I just did, it'll say you need to sign in and you're going to be able to do it directly from here. If it doesn't allow you, just say, please use the Vercel CLI to allow me to connect my account. Look at that. It is already done. So it says live URL. So we can actually highlight this URL right here. We can paste this and there we go. This is on the internet. I just did this in front of you. You could go to this link right here. And it will take you to this page. As you can see, the San Francisco Bay Area, this is indeed updated. Okay, so this is what we've created. This is on the internet right now. And what I want to do is I'm actually just going to hit clear. So this clears all of the context from the chat. And we are still in Riley's app. So it's still going to be, it is still a terminal about these files right here. Now what I want to do is we're going to move on to something a little bit more challenging. And what we're going to do here is we are going to turn this into an app that has sign-in. I actually don't know what language it's going to want to make this, right? But I'm going to let Claude decide. So I want to add an AI chat, meaning chat with Riley. So put his info in the system prompt for the AI chat. The AI chat should be its own page. And in order to get access to the AI chat, users should have to sign in. I want to use the OpenAI API to do this. And I will give you the key for the OpenAI API. What I want to do here is don't generate any code, just outline your plan and tell me how you want to accomplish this. We are going to be using Google Firebase. Just as a little bit of a refresher. So right here, we're going to make a web app. And the way that I distinguish web app and a landing page, it's all blurry. I don't really know the difference. I just think of it as just, this is one with one of two things. So it has auth, so you can like sign in, and then a database where like stuff is stored. And that's kind of what I want. And also we should add one other feature. So Google Firebase, users should sign in, and at the bottom of the home page, users should be able to add a comment and like each other's comments and stuff. Please outline how we should do this. Here are all the keys. So I need to give a Firebase keys and then OpenAI keys. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to comment. We're going to go to firebase.google.com. And what we are going to do here is we are going to go to console and we're going to create a new project. We're going to call this Riley's app and we're going to hit continue. We're going to turn off Google Analytics for now. This is just something you have to do. And I'm pretty sure some of this can be done by Cloud Code. I just haven't learned that yet. And we also need to go to the OpenAI .com. We're going to go to OpenAI, OpenAI dashboard API key. So we can just search this, create an API key. Ideally, I'm already signed in. There we go. So it's platform.openai.com/API keys. And we're going to create our new API key. I want to keep this private, so I'm going to pause the video. And so we're going to create a web app on Firebase. And I'm just going to call this Riley. We're going to register this app here. And this is going to give us API keys. I'm going to keep this secret, or I'm going to delete this project after, but you should keep these keys secret, I think. And then all we need to do is actually just go back to Cloud Code. And for the Firebase keys, I'm going to paste my Firebase key right here. I'm going to paste my API key right here. Okay, so this is what I've typed in. I'm going to now run this, hiding my API key. And now we are running it. And now it should be planning the app that we're going to create. So here's the analysis right here. It says plan Firebase authentication integration. So implementation plan, convert from static HTML to modern framework, React, Next.js recommended. So database schema. So it's going to have users with the email, display name, last login at. Oh yeah, and then another thing that we need to do is we actually need to create the database. So we need to go to Firestore database on Google Firebase. And we're just going to create a database. This is not as hard. It's not hard at all. All you need to do is just create this database. What you want to make sure is you're doing it in test mode when you're getting started, before you actually deploy it on the internet for others to use, and make sure you look into production mode. This is just an easier way to get started. And then now that we have our database, we're done with that. All we need to do is authentication. So we want people to be able to sign in. We want people to be able to sign in with their Google provider, so we can enable this and we can choose our email here. And I believe that is literally all that we need to do. That's basically everything that we need to do. And we now have our files open and I'm going to say, yes, looks good. Do Next.js also. Please do only Google sign in and yeah, go. Now it's going to actually build the app. And so now it has all these to-dos: set up Next.js project file structure, install and configure Firebase SDK, all these things that you don't really need to fully understand. And we'll kind of wait to see how it does here. You can see it created the package.json, nextconfig, tsconfig. It just created tailwind config, postcssconfig.js, created this source folder. We can click into the source folder, created apps, create a component folder. If we wait for this, I'm sure it'll add things to the component folder here. Hooks, lib, and it's just creating all of the folders that we need. I created an env.local file, which is where it's going to be storing our API keys. Okay, it is done. It says the app is now running on localhost 3000. So I'm going to just copy this link. Sometimes it doesn't work right away. We will open up Comet. Let's go ahead and paste this in right here. It says site cannot be reached. I'm just going to paste this in right here. Let me check the development server and restart it. Let me test it again. Okay, it looks like, it definitely looks worse. I don't sign in to leave a comment. I don't see the sign in option. Okay, it's running. I don't see the sign in option. I'm trying to think if I forgot to do anything. I don't believe I forgot to do anything. Okay, let me see. Okay, so there's the sign in with Google button. Let's see if this works. Okay, now we can sign in with my email. Let's see if this works. Let's see if we sign in. Okay, this is kind of ugly up here, but that's okay. Can we leave a comment? Hello, Riley. Post the comment. There we go. We now have someone. Oh, I can even like my own comment. That's pretty cool. Nice. So we are now commenting. And if I were to sign out, I can sign in with a different account. Let me see if this will work. If we sign in with a different email here, we can see that Riley Brown, other Riley. We can see my comments from my other one, and you can see their different profile pictures. And so we can sign in. I can like other people's comments. They are persistent. And there we go. Chat with Riley. Let me see if this works. We are getting one issue. Let's see. Let's see if it works. Hello there, Riley. Okay. The chat is not working. Please fix the Google sign in for comments. Works very well though. Okay, so it's running locally again. Let me see here. If we go to chat with Riley, it hasn't been working. Hello there. What is up? Okay. Hopefully it works here. Hello there. I'm currently working on some new features for VibeCode. How can I assist you today? Okay, so now I can chat with Riley. Obviously, it's ugly. Obviously, we could change it to make it look better, but we can actually sign out, right? We can sign in with a different Google account. And so we've actually created an app that I could give to my followers. You know, a small group of 50 people on social media could sign in. We can make it a small little social app, a community app, however you want to look at it. We can create apps like this. And that's kind of what we did today. And if we go back to our drawing here, we deployed our landing page. And so, yeah, okay, that's a good thing that we could do here is we could go to our terminal. I'm just going to hit clear. Okay, so I'm going to paste in GitHub. Please update this repo with the current app and push it, and then make this on Vercel, deploy it. And we're going to do that same process again, which is basically we're deploying it to Vercel. We added AuthnDB. And then after this, you can very easily add a custom domain. And I'll just show you once it's on Vercel, I'll show you exactly where you can do that. And by the way, once you get your app on to Vercel, like once CloudCode pushes it to Vercel after uploading it to GitHub, in order to give it your own domain, all you need to do is go to domains and then you just click add domain and then literally just ask CloudCode what to do after you buy an app or add a domain on Namecheap. Like you can literally buy a domain and then you're going to go to advanced DNS settings on Namecheap and literally just ask CloudCode what to put in. And that's how I created an app. Like I created PhotoMonkey in 20 minutes a few days ago, and I just bought the domain photomonkey.app, and it's very easy to do on Vercel. Because you can see here on PhotoMonkey, if we hit settings, domains, you can see that I just pasted it in here and it'll give you some codes that you need to paste in, and it's super easy. And I know I kind of might have gone a little fast here at the end, and I'm going to be doing a lot more builds and actually talking about how to build full-on web apps. So if you like this type of content, I'm going to go way deeper in creating full web apps and mobile apps in the future. So if you like this type of content, make sure to hit like and subscribe, and I will see you here for the next one.